Welcome, 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 Frotsker Youth Q. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction, Don. That was very nice. It's almost like I'm a spy or maybe a detective on a radio show, TV show. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. I am thrilled to talk about several things and some updates here today, but I want to see if my dear Asha is on the radio yet.
Beautiful, beautiful day to you, Q. Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining me again. I know you have talked to me about some things you want to take care of. Do you mind if I do a little bit of communication to some submittals that have come in? Is that okay?
That would be excellent. Thank you.
Okay. I noticed people are starting to donate to help us. Thank you tremendously. That is incredible. And I can't thank enough people. We would be here all day. All the submittals you've sent us is astounding. And I can't thank you enough. Subscribers, this is how we keep track of our process and methods for advancing and getting you everything you've ever dreamed of. So stay with us, and thank you so much. The Terry KG, thank you for your donation. That's incredible that you would do that. And all the people that are subscribing and changing their plans to support us and the infrastructure that we've put together, thank you very much. I would like to name all of you. Again, in the interest of time, I want to make sure we serve everyone that's listening. With that, there's several emails that have come in through BBS Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I've seen several projects, new projects come in. Thank you, thank you. And we're working on this first wave with the farmers and healers first for a couple different reasons. One, they complement everyone else's projects, especially when we want to give nutrition to everyone. Other than that, I'm going to hold my tongue and have you help me direct the dialogue. But we did get our last farmers pro forma in, and we're ready to the farmers are ready to move their projects forward, and the healing groups have all got invitations to do the same. So we want to do these guys first because they're big. It's a big, big impact, and it will really support all the other projects. And I have, in addition to that, I have gotten hold of the European individual counselor that's going to be helping you, and those invitations are going to go out sometime this week as well. So other than that, Asha, please direct me and help me communicate.
Thank you. And great thanks to Christopher and Kristen. Kristen has created these incredible letters, I guess you would call them, to people. And I believe she sent them out today for an invitation for the collaboration with a few groups. If you could please reply to her as soon as you could, when you know when time would be best for you, so she can get those groups together and inform everyone. It's quite a bit of work to do that, to receive and integrate and send back out again. So thank you, Kristen, for all the work you're doing, and Christopher. And because we're going to be working with some healing groups in the collaboration, and also for everybody listening, it felt important today to touch on the energy bodies of the human physical body and what entities are. And Q is going to help us with some exercises on how to remove entities. So would you like to share anything before we begin with that?
Oh, that's great. I feel that's very important. I love saying, I think. Wasn't that the best? Wasn't that the best trick ever? And when you say, I think, you actually can introduce a parasite into your thoughts. So this is how powerful you are. When you start dreaming through the mind, it's actually a bit of a trick. So if you dream through your heart, recognize it through the mind would be the right way to do it, so to speak. So when you're inspired to fly around a forest and you recognize it through the mind is what I'm promoting, especially in regards to healing. And of course, we're going to have a master healer looking at all the healers because she's an incredible model for us. And of course, that's Lachine Nicole Evans. So all you healers, you're going to have a great, great tool using her modalities and her awareness to start the healing process. So I'm very, very excited about everyone's interactions with Lachine Nicole Evans here in the future. But the way in which thought in general is a great tool for abducting humans is the reaction of that dream state. So because you're so powerful, you're able to create a reality instantly through your powerhouse of dreaming. So when you get abducted, it's always going to be based on a past emotion. And the emotion has got a delineation. So when you are in perfect peace, that feeling of love, that feeling of excitement and inspiration, those are emotions that are true to spirit. When you're using emotions from fear, doubt, guilt, that's exactly how we're all getting mind controlled and or abducted. Maybe just for a couple minutes, it's still an abduction. When someone comes in and scares you, that's an abduction. I know it sounds like it's just a scary movie. It's actually an abduction. And that emotional body is foreign to you. And that's when you have nightmares. That is usually an abduction. Someone wants space in your creative force, and now it's being represented in a physical body. And so my suggestion, when you see this, you're reacting to a lot of your environment. You go to work and you have all these different people who are, of course, abducted too with these heavy emotions. Participating with them should get easier if you're late to the participation. When Jan at the water cooler says you're a bitch, you don't have to react to it. That's actually an abduction point in most cases. And then, of course, the first thing you're going to hear from people is, Q, it's just emotions. Well, you've lived with them your whole life. You don't know anything different. Those are actually abduction. Your natural state of being is neutral. Peace is the best I can do to explain it in the English language. So anything outside of peace is either proactively exciting or proactively negative. Is that a fair statement, Asha?
Yes.
So where do they come from if I'm always at peace? Where do these emotions, and it's been my passion to study it over and over and over again and put myself in these situations. And the great gift I have for you all is I do have, my only claim for you all is I have my memories back. I know what it's like to live in a different type of human. I know what it's like to live on a different planet. I know what it's like to live in a different dimension. You don't have to believe a word I say. Here's what I have to say. Your natural state of being is perfect bliss. That's normally you. Anything outside of perfect bliss is not you. That's the best I can do. God, now that was a super good rhyme.
That was a super good rhyme.
Is that what you're gleaning for? Did we get something done there?
Wow, that was, I could go in so many different directions with everything you said, and maybe we'll have a chance to do that. And one thing you also were talking about is words. And I've noticed, I'm so glad you brought this up. I've noticed when you say, I think or thought, I noticed there's cording to those words that would connect me to the word think and thought. And I would start to use that word. Like within two sentences, I would start to use it. So I started clearing the cords every time you do it now, so you can't catch me. Okay.
Yeah, it's tricky. Yeah, and I would do on the other radio shows. I go, "Don't you think?" And it took about a year for the announcer to understand what I was saying, but "Don't you think?" is maybe one way we play with that anti-cording capabilities.
Yeah.
There's so many ways we could do it. I owe a tremendous friend of mine, Jordan Maxwell, brilliant, if you can find his material. He understands black magic, and that is a lot of the healing. I know a lot of these people want to put their healing groups together, and I'm passionate about it too. And I want to be an instrument for all of these healing groups and clubhouses and so forth. Especially my dear friends in Ireland there, and all over the world, in Australia and Africa. Yet I'm inspired to take great care of this, and our modalities are not matured enough yet, would be my opinion so far. We're just starting to learn how to work with ourselves as we grow inside these types of humans. So you must realize how powerful the restrictions on us are. And we're growing out of them very quickly. And so I want to take great care of this topic, and that's why things are going a little slow on purpose. It'll prove to you how fast you're growing as we walk into these next sections of our lives in the ascension process. It's very exciting times right now. Healing has got to be paramount, because we're going to, all of us healers, so to speak, if you like the title, there is a humongous volume of people who are going to go to A to Z overnight, where you've had decades to work on yourself. It's quite a fascinating experience. And so that's why I'm glad you're talking about this and we're talking about this. I think, Don, the way you did questions for us last time was perfect. If you just want to, if people want to call in and you want to type them out for us, I think we'll have time towards the end here. But Asha, please steer me how you want.
Thank you. Very, very valuable information. And just to pick up on what you've said, there are people really wanting to know why aren't we getting a connection to do the project review. And because they're having to wait, they're coming up with more ideas. They're coming up with how to do their project on their own. So,
Wow, it's kind of tricky, aren't I?
Yes.
Slower is faster, everyone. So we get time now to confirm, do we really want to do this, or do we just like the idea? That's the gift I want to give you. Do you really like? So all of us could have started a radio show and called it a Project Review with J or R or M. Why is it that we want to do this? I just always ask everybody, what are you excited about, is all I want to get out of this. And so I like us taking great care of our next steps here, because we are so powerful. Does that make sense?
Very well said, thank you. And just on a side note, Don of BBS informed us that he so lovingly he purchased the URL for Being Inspired with Q, but someone had actually purchased Project Review with Q. So if anyone sees a website for Project Review with Q, that's not us. And there's no,
Why would they do that?
why would they do that?
Why would they do that? And it's exactly why, you can see the methods that we go through. So now we get to see who's who's doing what, when, where, and why, and how. Because, you know how we work. We work with voice. We work with our authentic self. So I hope that helps a little bit.
Yes, thank you. And also, while we're on the topic, Princess Diana does not have any social media. There's some Princess Diana Q type of a whole bunch of thing on Telegram and Twitter, which is now X. That's not Princess Diana that you know from here. And would you like to say anything about that?
Yeah, so we've taken great care to be normal, to be like you, so we can be of help, so we understand what it's like. We are of no service if we don't understand what it's like to be this type of human. And as fantastic as it may sound, we have our memories back, and we just want to stay really simple. Yeah, we don't want to sell t-shirts. We need to survive just like you all in your systems, but as a participant, not as a controller. So that's basically where we come from. I hope that helps.
Thank you. And also, people had some confusion. The original Princess Diana, who was the princess in England, her body was terminated, and the spirit of that being went up to the creation lightship, but also had a body down here that was already here when she was alive as Princess Diana. So if you're looking for the old Princess Diana to reappear from that old body, that's not what's happened. So it is that beautiful spirit in a much younger body that plays with us on this radio show, and who is the twin flame of Q. Did you want to say anything about that?
Wow, you just exposed me like that. Now I feel naked. Okay. Thank you, Asha, for doing that. That's just so much fun for me. It steers us right into the value, the healing modalities that are coming into your reality. And we get an opportunity to use us as a tool. So when we come in and out of bodies, that's actually knowledge we want to share with you in relationship to healing. So the annealment of the spirit into physicality is really simple, yet comprehensively instant. It's very difficult to explain the English language. We're just so capable of doing this, all of us are, that we just have to remind ourselves to give us our fortitude back when we do it. That's a very prominent way to heal. Every human being, again, I struggle with putting a duration associated with this statement of time, but most humans are 100% different human every 20 hours, plus or minus. Some people can do it every 10 minutes. Some people can prolong it. Every cell in your body was replaced in the last 20 hours. That's your spirit doing that, not physicality. Your environment is impacting your physicality, but spirit is growing those cells instantly. Yeah, somebody may be hijacking you. You might be cut and pasted, but you're still the one powering the re-genetic growth each and every day. I hope that helps a little bit.
That was great. So in a planet of 100% light, there's absolutely no aging, because there's no epigenetics creating that aging. And you and the Princess Diana have overridden a lot of that epigenetics, because you have less DNA or purified DNA. So you look much, much younger than your age, and so does she.
Yeah, it is normal, and everyone's getting some degree of this in their genetics. It would be normal to decide when you wanted to go into another body, whereas here you're being harbored to stay in a body. is maybe one way to look at it, but you still have that constant desire to be your body. So yeah, most dimensional realities that have mammalians, you live as long as you want, and then you decide to be something else. In this case, you're seeing two individuals doing it by choice in a different dimension. So it's very, very key that some of my learning has been associated with what's it like to be in a higher dimensional realm in a lower dimensional body. That's been very key for me to learn the healing processes here. So most of us are in low frequency physicality in a planet that's exceeding your growth. Not always, just at components of time into our pockets. So hopefully that's some good information to play with there.
Excellent information. Thank you. We could go on and on with that. We can extend that, or we can move on to the energy bodies. Which way would you like to go?
I don't know. That was funny. That was funny. I just love when people go and play in nature and then explain it is a perfect summary for what a spirit does. That's how it stays healthy. It just goes and plays in nature. And so now you can actually see your systems and your cities were designed so you would not play in nature, basically. Does that make sense?
Yes, you nailed it.
Yeah, and so if we would just favor what we prefer is the solution. And my suggestion, using Ocean Trek as my model, is why don't we just get, let's just skip two generations. Let's just get to the kids. And guess what? Three generations later, we got this licked. I made a mistake on mathematics with Kristen the other day. I was starting to look at the versions of Kristen's one day. We're going to use Kristen today. She's going to love me for this. Okay, so if we look at time and how it was engineered to not heal us, time is a very good weapon to not heal us. But if we look at how many Kristens they are in the last 100 years, there's three per se. So mom has a baby, the baby grows up and it has a baby. Roughly you're seeing your family, and if everyone lives to 100 years, roughly there's three generations in your bloodline every 100 years, right? Okay, so we're going to map this on the ascension cycle. All right, so there's three Kristens every 100 years, plus or minus. You might get four generations in 100 years. Let's do four just for this, for having a little conversation here. Okay, so four every 100 years. Now, in 1,000 years, how many Kristens are there? Well, it'd be 4 times 10, right? So now we have 40 Kristens in 1,000-year time span, generation. Now, wait a minute. What if the first part of the last 1,000 years, we actually lived longer? Wait a minute. So now we're not getting four every 100 years. We're getting maybe 2.5. Anyway, let's stick with four just for the fun of mathematics here. So now for every 1,000 years, we have 40 Kristens. And the ascension cycle is roughly 2,000 years, plus or minus, depending on our scale and our growth. So that means there's 80 Kristens. Okay, so 80 Kristens is your generational mapping system. So you're going to see, to genetically engineer a human, you got to be pretty fast, wouldn't you say, Asha?
Yes, and they are getting pretty fast now.
You got to get really fast. And that's why I gave you all iPhones, so you would get engineered. That's why they did it. So now that you're at the end of the ascension cycle, and this is a lot to do with healing, now that I have all this media, too much information, as Duran Duran would say, now that is the tool to suppress and or slow down the ascension cycle. Very interesting, isn't it?
That is really interesting.
Yeah, so someone's pretty good at this, at getting ahead of us before we figure out, you know, that somebody turned on the pot and we're frogs in the tank and it's getting a little hot in here. So it's really important for the healing process to start getting modalities that say start mirroring some of my statements here. And that's why it's so fun to see how we do it. To your question, do we want to talk about epigenetics, the engineering of epigenetics, and or how our spiritual energetics anneal? I think that summarizes it. Is we just have to do what we prefer to heal, wouldn't you say?
That's a very, very big part of it. And when we add the other part, I would say there is also something else quite important.
Like what?
With the energy bodies.
Yes. What's an energy body?
So in a universe of light, if we do have a body, we probably don't need energy bodies. But when the dark took over this planet, the Earth spirit, loving us and wanting to protect us, realized we needed some energy bodies to buffer mind energy. So if someone gets mad at you and you don't have an energy body to buffer it, that thought of anger could kill you. So we wouldn't live very long without the energy bodies. Would you like to share about that?
Brilliant, brilliant. I'm so sorry I didn't ask permission to ask you questions. I usually always ask permission.
You always have permission.
Okay, thank you. That's a perfect example of energy bodies right there. So I said to Asha, I'm sorry I didn't ask you a question about how you perceive this. That's a great tool to really come in alignment with another being. Asking permission is really, really an example of energy bodies. How does that look to you? What do you mean by that? I don't understand how you see it that way. How do we work with that information? Is an energy body. So when you use your heart in authenticity, how are you feeling? Why is it that you don't feel well? That is an energy body that's normal to spirit. I give great care, as an example, when I go to communicate, we'll assume at times at least, to receive the individual's understanding of themselves and vice versa. So the energetics that were given to you, because you're on a multidimensional planet that can become a sun, that is what the energy bodies are intended to do for you. Otherwise, there are some individuals that want to engineer a body that does not recognize that. Does that make sense?
Yes. And also, the forest has an energy body and the ocean has an energy body. And that's why Q talks about asking permission to enter the forest and the ocean. I didn't mean to take you off track, but go ahead in the direction you were going.
No, that's just great. I just love the dialogue. So when you do go into a forest, the trees, they don't, so we'll just use a treed forest, lots of different forests. They see you as peers, and they question your integrity instantly. Why are you here? Because they don't go out of time. They're always in perfect peace. Knowing what it's like to be fauna, a tree, and so forth is a tool we can use me for. It's incredible. No one would ever negatively talk about being a tree. that I would ever find until they got cut down by a human, as an example. So your consciousness in a tree is just like your consciousness in your a human being. So it's important to make relationships with, in this case, a forest, because they can collectively communicate and heal you. And so all of those root systems of a forest, as example, they're all talking to each other through water. I'm sure you've heard many people talk about this. But you make friends with a forest, it will serve you unbelievably. Food, water, healing, relationships. The little people will start enjoying you, start being at peace with you. There's an entire infrastructure of unbelievable beings in these forests that you can't see because you may not choose to be at that frequency at a given time. Forgive me for ranting here. But yeah, that's how I see it.
Thank you. Very helpful and very important. So let's say you have energy bodies the earth has given you to protect you, but those energy bodies become full because they hold away from your physical body someone else's anger at you or someone else's hatred or jealousy. Whatever the emotion is, that energy body is going to collect everything that's being thrown at you and hold it there for you, like baggage. When they say we have baggage, that's what baggage is. So our physical body starts to have a frequency of the baggage instead of the frequency of our spirit. Our spirit energy is constant. It's always our spirit. But the physical body can get bogged down by the energy bodies. And what Ron Amatron did, the main thing to heal the physical body was to clear the energy bodies, specifically the emotional and mental energy bodies. So would you like to share anything about that before I move further?
Yeah, that's perfectly said. Way to go, Asha. So your recording system is so good, it records everything, is what you just said for me. And that's exactly right. Thank you.
Thank you. So on the Creation Lightship webpage, there are clearings for every energy body there, or you can also do a command. For example, I command my spirit to clear my energy body, especially if you've had some trauma or you know someone is sending black magic your way, or even if someone is praying for you, that's mental energy a lot of the times that's going to harm your energy body. And I'm so sorry to say this, but we need to move further with truth to protect people. Would you like to share anything about that?
Yeah. So energy bodies for me are very tricky because I should say recognizing them. And I'm never going to stop pointing my finger at the brain. Wouldn't you say that's the root cause issue?
Oh, of course, for everything.
Yeah. And so I always ask the greatest healers I can find is, how do you stop thinking? Can you stop thinking? Why is it that I can and you can't? All of those questions all day long. And how do I utilize my brain to be proactively creating the future I want? I'll never get tired of finding another explanation for us. But yeah, you've summed it up perfectly. Now you have these emotional energy bodies can anneal to thought and memory instantly. It's so easy to get underneath our quick when we get in these situations, when we're late for a bill, someone calls us a name, and then we get put on timelines, which makes and complements other people's energy bodies. Isn't that pretty much how it works?
Yes, and they like to play with this. With when I say they, I mean the aliens and the controllers. They see our energy bodies. They see the frequency of our pain. And so let's say they put someone in our family, or they make us marry someone, because they can actually put someone in our field and put a frequency that makes us choose them. you know, the more we know how manipulated we are down here, the more we can go beyond that. But let's say they put someone in your family who triggers you. The more they trigger you and the more they maybe do something negative that causes you emotional harm, the more you're going to be carrying around baggage that is, Osho used to say, if you throw water down an empty well, nothing's going to splash out. But if you throw water down a well that's full of water, it's going to splash out. Same thing. If someone is sending anger at us and we're full of anger in our energy body, we're going to splash that anger back out. So when your energy bodies are clean, there's nothing to splash out. The energy body will just absorb the anger and hold it for you to clear it again, but you won't be reactive. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So explain that to me. Okay. So give me an example in someone's life. I feel the way we learn is through an example. I like doing timelines with Barbara and Jan, but whatever, you pick an identity. Give me an example of what you just said in a normal day in and day out life for someone. Would that be okay?
Sure. So Harry's married Sally, and Harry has an affair, and Sally's been in 10 other relationships where her partner had an affair. So now her energy body of being betrayed and harmed is so full, she decides to kill Harry. That's not her spirit. That's not even her consciousness. That's the energy body that's so exploding, it has taken control of her.
Well, didn't he deserve it? I mean, come on. That's fair.
The energy body will certainly believe that he deserves it.
Right. That's right. Okay. So, okay. Now, why does it have so much power? That's what I can't figure out.
Because it's energy. So the energy body has all the hatred and anger and jealousy and negative energy, which is powerful psychic energy that's collected in your body. So if you are mad at someone and you're sending hate, you're giving them power, as you know. That person is receiving your power, which they can hold and do anything with.
Yeah, so we're the victim and the problem at the same time, aren't we?
Right, as you said when you were Buddha, it's funny that people drink poison and think they're harming their enemy.
Mm-hmm. So what is it? What is the tool we could use to clean this up? And I'm stuck at you just use your heart to make decisions, but that's not good enough, is it?
The weight of these energy bodies do need to be cleared because we're in a physical reality and they have a physical weight on us. It's just like if you're going to climb a mountain and you're carrying 200 pounds, you're not going to get very far if you're not very strong. It's exactly the same thing. When we're moving through life with energy bodies that are full of toxic energy, we're not going to be able to be ourselves authentically. So when we clear them through either the creation light chip or through our commands, it changes our life. It transforms us so that we can actually respond to people as a spirit instead of a mind or an energy body that's full of pain.
Yeah. So is this one way to look at it? So 80 Christens later, we have now reached a pinnacle in which more volume of spirit is coming into us and or removing the restrictions of this type of human. And the competition is the energy bodies parallel or mirroring the growth of spirit are doing their best to be more prominent. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a really good example, especially with Kristen, because Kristen has done massive clearing of all of her energy bodies. And you notice she responds very peacefully, very gracefully, very eloquently. The amount of time and energy works, she can work really, really hard and still be so beautiful and loving to interact with, even though she hasn't had any sleep. So that's a really good example.
I really think her energy bodies are going to kick our ass for talking about her on the radio. We're going to get nailed. We're going to get nailed. I'm scared of Kristen. Always have been. Okay. So anyway, and so that's the crux of the opportunities here. These are opportunities now to just proactively create. That's the solution I have for every, and that's why the healing groups are so important to me. Is if we just, so these trauma and obviously working with secret soldiers, mind control people out of Vietnam War and many others. That's the one thing they all have in common that is in our society everywhere, not just the military. Look at all the EMT people seeing trauma every day. They absorb that, and we have some really, really proficient tools inside of us to forget them and release them. And I thank you for bringing this topic up.
Thank you. You compliment everything so powerfully and beautifully. And just in the nature of how long we have on the show left, when the physical body departs, the emotional body remains. Now, what the earth spirit used to do is absorb it back into the earth, because it doesn't come from source. It comes from the earth spirit. It comes from earth. So these entities, which is what we call ghosts, are to go back into the earth. But instead of that, there was a block. Either the aliens or some silos, we won't talk about, blocked that ability of the earth spirit. And now that earth spirit is no longer here. So now we have billions and billions of these ghosts or emotional bodies wandering around causing great havoc, which we could do a whole show on. They cause physical pain. They cause arguing back and forth with people. My next door neighbor just was killed by one. They're very, very, very dangerous. So the most important thing maybe to cover is how to remove these entities from your body, how to prevent them from coming into your body, and how to maintain a very sealed and light-filled body. So here's where you come in really beautifully.
Well, we'll hope. Thank you, Asha. The normal way you would defend yourself without defending yourself would be to press. So you feel your body for the most part. Great care is taken when I speak about this topic. Of when you're outside of this realm and you're a different type of mammalian being, whatever, it's normal for you to favor the words I'm going to give you and pressing, sustaining yourself in its presence, whatever being you're in. Here in this type of human, you're very dense. Your physical body feels very dense. Well, it's because it's so encapsulated your spirit, you can't feel, this is not a standard statement, this is just a generalization, but for the most part, you can't feel your spirit at all in these types of bodies compared to the other realms that you're used to living in. So what that looks like is, I'm using the word press. So your balloon needs to be full of air, but not too big. So you don't want your aura spread out everywhere. As an example, you want to contain nice and firm, very positively pressing all the time so that it doesn't get space displaced from that statement. So as long as you can feel more of your heart center, is what I'm doing my best to explain, is pressing. That's where the positivity of your creative being resides and always will be. When you're feeling very light and airy fairy and not sure where you're at, many times could be explained as I'm not really here and something else could be. Now, not to say that airy fairy is beautiful bliss. Don't get me wrong. It's very delicate little statement I said there. It's knowing you're in a being and owning it, so to speak. is the best I can do. Does that help a little bit, Asha?
That's really, really helpful. And do you know, when you and I were attacked recently, it worked. The attack happened on me because I was so expanded because I was listening to your voice. So your voice created that bliss and that airy-fairy euphoric, and I was wide open. And that was a really, really good experience to know, okay, I need to always be pressing in the light. So if you do the command, I command my spirit to bring all of my light and life force energy into my body now. Would that help?
Absolutely. And then pretty soon you don't have to do it, because it'll be a function of memory, so to speak, or you know, that exercise becomes innate. I hope that helps a little bit.
It helps a lot. Thank you. Were you going to say something else?
Aren't we tired of hearing me at this point? I mean, you just talk. Mm-hmm. Chatty Kathy here.
No.
Let me, there's a couple of memos I think Don sent us. Kevin from Florida, I'm not going to use your last name for privacy. Got them all. Got a little lull in the storm here. Stay tuned. Anna Rupi from Australia. Can't wait to hear about working out ascension for the Western mind. Can't wait. I didn't see any other questions come in there, Don, but what else do you want to chat about before we close out the day there, Asha?
Thank you for answering those questions. So those people who sense, let's say, pain in the body that's moving around, that's often an entity. Animals can have entities. You see them eating their foot or eating their tail or their paw, sometimes violently, usually an entity in there. So we can help animals, ourselves, other people with commands. I command my spirit to remove anything that is not authentically me. I command my spirit to remove all entities, that type of thing. Would you have another command that people could use?
Yeah. So working with people over the years, I'm first and foremost ask that you create your own words the way you'd like to receive your communication with source. And I'm just giving you a template so you can do whatever you want with it. But as long as it's verbal, there's a very big reason why you do it verbally, and that's to go around the mind trickery. Must be verbal. Using your harmonics is the only way that you're guaranteed to have that resource. Don't have to do it forever. It's just getting you your horsepower back. So in the example you gave, I love being vast, very vast in your request for help, resources, service. You're not a weak link. You're super powerful. You're just someplace where it's difficult to get the volume of you into this type of human. That's all that's going on here. You're at 10% right now, and you can be at 100% by doing things like this. I command my spirit to give me all of me now. I command my spirit to heal and balance my body right now. I command my spirit to give me more of my authentic self. Make the statements really broad. Don't try and heal a symptom. That's the first problem you're going to create for yourself if you keep installing symptom, solution, resource center, healing process. You can't work backwards. You have to go forward. I command my spirit to heal and balance my body. The spirit is going to do the comprehensive scanning and awareness and perception of how you broke your bone, so to speak, and then heal it comprehensively. It doesn't look at reactionary past events. It only looks at the future. So now you can use this for everything in your life. I command my spirit to heal and balance all of my relationships. I command my spirit to create opportunities for me. Make them broad. don't direct how source God works, and it will always work. Does that help, you think?
That was so helpful. Thank you. Perfect, perfect. And thank you for today's show. I want to be respectful of Don and his time and yours and everybody. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We love you. And thank you, Q. You're excellent.
Thank you for the attaboys and the encouragement. I can't do this without you. And I'll talk to you in a few days, dear, dear one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And everyone listening, we'll be in touch. My great love to you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.